to worship with you. Today, I'd like to have us look at this person, biblical character, Joseph. Today, we see Joseph being promoted to the king's court, being used by God in a great way, not just interpreting a king's dreams, but he was managing the entire kingdom of Egypt. So I entitled today's message, From Pit to Palace, A Blessed Journey, Blessed Journey. And today, I hope that we can see that no matter what's going through in our lives, God is taking us on a journey. This is a journey that we're on. God is taking on this journey. It's a blessed journey, even when we don't feel like it. Even when we don't feel like it. Even when it feels nothing like blessings. When we have Jesus in our lives, it's a blessed journey. So let's see what God wants to speak to us today through today's passage. Genesis chapter 41. There's two small sections here. Verses 41 to 46 and 53 to 57. All right. Can we all stand? Let's read the word of God together. Verse 41. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in chariot as his second in command, and people shouted before him, Make way! Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, but without your word, no one will lift hand or foot in all Egypt. Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zaphnath-Paaneah and gave him Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, to be his wife. And Joseph went throughout the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled through Egypt. Verse 53, then 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had said. There was famine in all the other lands, but in the whole land of Egypt there was food. When all Egypt began to feel the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. Then Pharaoh told all the Egyptians, Go to Joseph and do what he tells you. When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe throughout Egypt, and all the world came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe everywhere. May God bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. Here's the outline for today's message. Three coats, two sons, and one source. Let's look at three coats. Three coats. There are three coats in Joseph's life. And each coat represents a different stage of his life, a different circumstance of his life. So first coat is found in Genesis chapter 37, and this is a good way of review, taking us up to this point. Genesis 37, verse 3. Now Israel, that's Joseph's father, Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. We know this story, right? Joseph's father, Jacob, gave him a multicolor coat, which caused all his other brothers to dislike him very much. Now, a show of hands here, all right? A show of hands. How many people here have experienced some sort of sibling rivalry growing up? Can I see your hands? Right? Oh, come on. There's got to be more than this. Okay. Yeah, okay. Now, okay. Who hasn't, right? I mean, if you have brothers, unless you're the only child. But how many of you have gotten into altercations, physical fights, right, because of that? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, yeah, a few people, okay. How many of you have been so angry at your siblings that you've been tempted to want to kill them? Don't raise your hand. Okay, all right. Now, I'm just setting it up here. I'm setting it up because Joseph, can you believe that Joseph grew up in a family where he had 10 older brothers that hated him so much that they wanted to kill him? Can you believe growing up in an environment like that, how toxic that must be? Well, you know the story. They ripped this multicolored coat, right, that he got from his father, threw him in a pit, and eventually sold him into slavery. So the first coat is the coat of pit. It represents a period of suffering, rejection, abandonment from his family. He was the object of jealousy and hatred. Okay, so that was his first coat. Second coat was found in Genesis 39. Genesis 39. Now, the first coat was taken by his brothers. But his second coat was taken by someone else. Who was it? Egypt's most desperate housewife. Mrs. Potiphar, okay? All right. One day. So this is when Joseph was sold as a slave to Egypt. So he's working for Mr. Potiphar. One day, he went into the house to attend his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. Now, if this is a movie, the music is really loud at this time, all right? This is it. She caught him by his cloak and said, basically, she said, "Sex now!" Ooh, so subtle. But so what did Joseph do? He left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. Now, if I was Joseph at this time, I would be like, man, would you guys just leave my coat alone? I mean, why does everybody want my coat, right? So Joseph fled, and Mrs. Potiphar accused him of rape, and which landed him in prison. So the second coat is the coat of prison, where he was falsely accused and he suffered injustice. Now, we don't know exactly how long he was in prison, but we can kind of guess. Joseph was sold into slavery at the age of 17. When he got out of prison, he was at the age of 30. So it's possible, we don't know, that he was in prison as long as as many as 13 years. Now, those of you in your 20s, can I see your hand? Those of you in your 20s, okay? 20s? Okay, now look at these people. Beautiful people, single, available, right? Big dreams and future so bright, right? When I was in my 20s, which was just a couple years, I mean decades ago, decades, I was finishing up my seminary training. I was interning at a Chinese church in Portland, Oregon. I was learning about myself. I was discovering my gifts and talents. I was exploring my options. Where am I going to go when I graduate? You know, what church do I want to pastor? Just dreaming big dreams and thinking about getting married, find myself a girl and build my family. It was an exciting time, fun time of my life, 20s. You know what, Joseph? Joseph, all of his 20s. was spent in prison. Can you believe that? In prison. Long period of waiting. People dreaming big dreams, but there he was in prison. forgotten by the world. The world was passing by. He was in the prison. Outside the prison, the world, things were happening. The world was passing by him. But there he was, falsely accused. The cult of prison represents a period of injustice where he was slandered. Some of us, you have people gossip about you. You know what that's like, right? You feel such injustice. Well, that's the second cult, the cult of prison in Joseph's life. The third cult, verses 41 to 42, the third cult in Joseph's life. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took of his signet ring from his finger, put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. Wow. The coat of fine linen. Another translation says garment of silk. It's so rare. It's so extravagant. It's so expensive. It's something that only people in high places, high positions wear. So the third coat is the coat of palace. Coat of palace. It represents honor, prestige, and power. So these are three coats. And I want to make three quick observations about these three coats, all right? Number one, no control. No control. These circumstances were beyond Joseph's control because these three coats were put on him. These three coats were not like when we go shopping and we're like, oh, hey, that coat would match my shoes. Yeah, I'll pick that coat. Joseph, he did not pick these coats. These coats were put on him. Think about it. The first coat, who put that coat on Joseph? Joseph's father. Second coat, who put that coat on Joseph? Mr. Potiphar, right? Because slaves did not wear coats. But it was the Mr. Potiphar entrusted him and put that coat on. Third coat, who put that coat on him? Pharaoh. Joseph didn't have a choice. A lot of these things were beyond his control. Hey, sounds a lot like life. Sometimes things happen in life where we have no control. Did anybody have any control where which family you were born in? What firstborn, middle child? No, no. What race? Nationality? Now, there's all these things, no control. A lot of times things happen to us and they did not ask for our permission first. Can you believe that? No control. Imagine Joseph going to bed that night before he was summoned into the king's court. Right? The night before, right? The night before. Just another night in prison. 13 years and counting. No idea. He had no idea. The next day, his prison rags would be replaced by the finest linen. He had no idea that his shackle, his on his neck, slaves used to have to wear those shackles, would be replaced by gold chains. That he had no idea that his hands, calloused from doing work, labor of slavery, now would be adorned by the king's ring. No idea. See, Joseph, he lived from day to day. He had no idea, but he was led. He was being led by God on this blessed journey. No control. Second observation of these three coats. No accidents. No accidents. Coat of pit. Coat of prison. Coat of palace. all so random, so random. I mean, one day he was thrown into the pit by his brothers who hated him, want to kill him. And then he was so into Egypt. And he was trying to do the right things to stay pure. And then he was thrown in prison. And then all of a sudden, so many years later, he was summoned into the king's court. Right? And so random. But see, Joseph could not have worn his third coat without first wearing the first and the second coat. Which means all those things, bad things that happened to him, they were not accidents. They were not accidents. But somehow, some way, God was working, orchestrating, putting everything together to accomplish his will. Here's another way of looking at this point. Up to this point, there were six dreams that were recorded in the book of Genesis in Joseph's life, right? So two dreams of, this is in chapter 37, where Joseph had a dream where all his brothers are bowing down to him, remember? Oh, they hated that dream, but everybody was just bowing down to Joseph. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? Who do you think you are? So it's Joseph's dreams, two dreams. Two dreams when he was in prison. There was a dream of the cupbearer and the baker. And he interpreted those dreams for these two people, two dreams. And then today, two dreams of the grain and the cows. This is Pharaoh's dream. And he interprets Pharaoh's dreams. There's a 7 years of abundance, and then there's 7 years of famine. And we got to work hard to save, to preserve all these foods so that in the 7 years of famine, we could survive. We could be a wealthy nation. So he interpreted these dreams, which got him to the palace. Now, look at this. The second set of dreams, all right? The second set of dreams put Joseph in touch with the third pairs of dreams, right? Right? Because he interpreted the dreams of the cupbearer and the baker. And later, the cupbearer remembered and told King Pharaoh that there was this guy in prison that I met that could interpret dreams. So the second pair of dreams put Joseph in touch with the third pair of dreams, which in turn would fulfill the first set of dreams. God had a plan. God had a plan. He was working all things out according to his perfect timing, even though it's hard for us to understand at times. There are no accidents. Number three, no giving up. No giving up. Joseph never gave up. I'm sure at times Joseph did not like what was happening in his life. I'm sure he wished things, circumstances were different, but he never gave up his faith in God. He kept trusting God. He kept having this intimate relationship with God, and he was faithful to God. Now, I want you to see a pattern in Joseph's life. In spite of all the trials that he went through, look at this. Genesis 39, this is in Potiphar's house. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in Potiphar's eyes. Now, this is in prison now. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph. And now this is in the palace. The king said, "Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God?" Do you see a pattern here? No matter what circumstance that he was in, good times, bad times, highs and lows of life, Joseph was a man who walked closely with God. And as a result, other people can see God through his life. So, as we move forward and leave this point, the point of three coats, let me ask you, my friends, what coat do you find yourself wearing today? What circumstance do you find yourself in today? Perhaps in the pit, perhaps in prison, right? Suffering and rejection, or you're being slandered, or you're being misunderstood, and you're being forgotten. Or perhaps you're in the palace right now. You're doing so good, so well. No matter what you're at, the message is the same for you. God is in control. He knows what he's doing. Remain faithful to him. Walk closely with Jesus and let him use you for his purpose. Amen? All right, so that's three coats. Let's look at two sons. Two sons. All right, so Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of suffering." Okay, so Joseph had two sons. He named them Manasseh and Ephraim, and their names are so meaningful, very significant meanings. Manasseh means forgetful.